I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
Yes, indeed. Talking about practice is up next. We're just getting set up. Hashtag full squad in the building. Works. Plus one. Oh, yeah, plus one. Plus one. We got Jen. We're going to have a lot of fun today. We got to talk about week two and other stuff.
Week two of
NFL football. We'll get there. Just relax. We're getting there. John, let me just drive the boat, all right? I got the spaceship for a minute. Well, we're still getting set up, so give us a second. We're here. It feels like summer. It actually kind of starts to feel like fall around here, huh? Some rain this morning, I'm feeling it. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show on the way. Before we get into that, we want to thank some of our sponsors, and we will start the show here in a second. Talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, cross-country skiing, camping, and just enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is located in downtown Chico at 176 East 3rd Street. Their telephone number, 345-5011. Once again, Mountain Sports telephone number, 845-5011. Shout out to our sponsors, but most importantly, shout out to you, the listener. Talking about practice, Chico's greatest sports talk radio show, the world's greatest sports talk radio show, according to my auntie and that one dude that was really drunk at Banshee the other day telling us how much he loved the show. Shouts to him. Shouts to you. Brad, shall we start the show?
Yes, please.
All right, let's do it. This would be helpful.
Talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. We got the full squad in the building. Your man, Jarrell Gilbert, alongside me, as always, my player partner, Veroto, the bearded bandito. Well, you're not really bearded as much anymore.
Scruffy bandito.
The scruffy bandito, Derek Izumaki.
What's good, party people? Scruffalicious, baby.
Scruffalicious definition, make them... Never mind, I'm going to stop. I'm really sorry about that. I'm really embarrassed about it. I'm honestly starting to blush.
Let's move past it.
Yeah, let's move past it. My man, my ace, my homie, my DJ partner, DJ J Pounds, aka Jordan Booth, in the building.
What's up, everybody?
We got Sonny Slim, aka John Lucan, in the building.
What it do?
We also have Bradley Feingold, aka Statman Brett.
Yeah!
And Statman Brad's girlfriend. We got to come up with a creative name for Jen. Statman Brad's
girlfriend. I don't know.
Stat person girlfriend?
We'll
work on it off.
We'll workshop. Yeah. We'll workshop. That didn't really.
Focus group.
Yeah, not really. Wasn't really into that. So we got all sorts of things to talk about. Week 2 is in the books. We'll get there in a second. We're going to talk about some fantasy football all at the same time. It's going to be very confusing to you, the listener.
Wait, way to spoil it, man.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, dude, that was... Wow, you just dropped the ball, man.
You just dropped it,
You just drove our boat into a rock.
Like,
well,
you're
it's a spaceship,
you're the kid
that
at a birthday party that gets a birthday present and it's not your birthday.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wearing your birthday shirt.
I know, it's pretty dope.
Yeah.
It's a good mustache.
California changes some NCAA rules. We'll talk about that. Bunch of other stuff, foot and mouth, all your favorite segments coming on up on the show here in a little bit. But week 2 is in the books, so shall we start there?
Sure.
Is that okay?
I mean, that's about the only place to go.
Okay, great. All right. My Niners.
Trash.
Porn star Jimmy.
Now porn star Nick Bosa.
Oh, same girl?
No, a different girl.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
same industry.
Who's the girl?
Brad looked that up for me. But she's not as good as the last one.
I think most of those sites are blocked on that computer. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe don't look that up. In fact,
but actually look it up, though. I really do want to.
I am curious. Yeah. I'm going to look it up on my phone.
I'm just happy I didn't know
when we have
top.
A break here. That's
one of my
weird.
Favorites, man. Yeah,
like that would have looked bad if I just knew that off top.
I followed her career vigorously.
God. How is this show starting today? This is weird. So I asked my Instagram followers, you can follow me, the J Rose Show, Instagram, Snapchat. Asked my Instagram followers if the 49ers were faux real. And 80% of my people said no.
Haters. Yeah, no, they don't like them.
That's kind of shady because I would say, at the very least, yeah, we beat Tampa Bay, who is 1-1.
I mean, did you beat Tampa Bay or did Jameis Winston beat Tampa Bay?
Whatever.
He threw more touchdowns than
Jimmy Garoppolo.
He threw more completions to both sides of the ball. Okay. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Cincinnati is done.
I will say, I do want to go on a little side note right now, how you are finally calling them your Niners now, when over the past, like, 2 years, you've been like, oh, the Niners. Ah, they're in Santa Clara. They're not even in San Francisco. They're not my Niners. These are the Niners I grew up with. Blah, 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 Niners. Now they're my Niners. They're back.
The hell is spot on, Jarrell, by the way.
Yeah, that was awesome. Accurate. Right.
That was awesome.
I would say that, when we're winning, I am on the bandwagon. Unlike the Warriors, where
Derek
I was
should play you in a movie.
The whole time.
You're the fair weather fan that goes inside
that
the
would
weather.
Be cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they would ride in the
accurate.
Street.
I'm the dude who brings the umbrella when it's raining, all right? And I get ridiculed for bringing an umbrella.
I bring a poncho.
I would rather have an umbrella than a poncho. I don't know. I think a poncho is worse than an umbrella.
Poncho?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like when you're rocking a poncho, it's
poncho is aggressive.
I don't know. Yeah. Just get a nice jacket. A good rain jacket. Invest in one, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is important. Actually, I feel like we should revisit this. We should circle back around. But are the Niners for real? Because the Niners, my 49ers, have won 2 games on the road to start the season. Regardless what you think of their AFC opponents, they knocked 2 of them off. They blew Cincinnati out 41-10. Jimmy Garoppolo looked great, but what I'm most excited about is Kyle Shanahan's play calling has been insane. He has adjusted to just about everything that the defense has thrown at him on offense. He has adjusted to it. They were going 2 high safeties, so he threw everything underneath. Cincinnati brings those safeties down. They start throwing over the top. They start running to one side. He's throwing to the other side. I just thought the play calling was magnificent. So shout out to my San Francisco 49ers, who are only my San Francisco Niners when they have a winning record, because they're not the San Francisco 49ers. They're actually the Santa Clara 49ers that play next to Great America. But that's okay. We don't need to get into the nitty-gritty right now.
I mean, you pretty much did right then and there, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. They're my 49ers when they're winning. Cool?
Good to know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, you're like chafing the wind.
Just,
God.
I'm going to go ahead and just leave that there and move on, shall we? Anyone have anything about the 49ers? No one cares?
No, honestly, I think you guys have some upside. I mean, no one really had high expectations for the Niners coming into the season, just purely based off the NFC this year.
The division.
Well, I mean, the division, but even the NFC. I mean, the NFC is strong with the, you know, Saints. You got the Rams. You got all kinds of different teams that are the front runners for this league in the NFC. And you have this past couple weeks just riddled with injury with some big name guys. You know, Drew Brees going down is huge for the Niners to kind of. I see them sneaking. I can see them doing a 9-7, 10-6, and sneaking into a playoff spot.
I can see him sneaking in the wild card. Right now, though, I would say it looks like in the NFC, the best division, 2 weeks in, we're very early, and these teams are going to beat up on each other, obviously. But the NFC West has the best record. They have 3 teams at 2-0. And the Arizona Cardinals are 0-1-1. So, by far the best winning percentage out of all the divisions in the NFC. It'll be interesting to see how this shakes out, because they are in a division with the defending NFC champs.
Yes.
L.A. Rams. It's still weird for me to say L.A. Rams. What's even weirder is saying L.A. Chargers.
That's worse.
L.A. Chargers is 100%.
No, they're still San Diego.
Yeah. I mean, the Rams
are just the Chargers to me.
Yeah.
Go, Chargers, go.
If only Phillip Rivers could have your same enthusiasm behind that.
I would say the biggest thing.
Well, that dude's got 14 kids. He's got a lot of enthusiasm.
Accurate. That's accurate. There's no arguing that. I would say the biggest thing, though, in regards to the divisions, is the NFC West is the only division throughout football that has even 2 teams at 2-0, but they have 3 teams, so. Good start for the NFC West.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at
or just good scheduling.
Yeah, but you look at the rest of the league.
I mean,
the
Niners had a soft 2 games.
Yeah.
I don't think those games are soft when they're on the road.
I think they're soft when, besides the Dolphins, it's 2 worst teams in the league.
I don't know about that. I think Cincinnati?
Like Lamar Jackson's success right now is a little overrated in the fact that, you know, the first game was against the Dolphins.
Is it?
A little bit.
I mean, he came out week two and proved it again.
He served up week two, but I'm just saying, week one, everybody was already on him, and then week two, okay, he came out and did what he was supposed to do. Miami is going to get served up by just about every team they play this year. By 20.
Yep.
The last two games, Statman and Brad just pulled this up. Let me just read off some of Lamar Jackson's numbers here. So he threw for 324 yards against the Dolphins, which we all know he had the 5 touchdowns. But he threw for 272 yards against the Cardinals yesterday with 2 touchdowns, a passer rating of 104.8. This past weekend, the weekend prior, 158.3. Also, still don't know what a perfect passer rating is, and it's still confusing to me.
It doesn't make any sense.
By the end of the season, we might figure it out. We do not understand.
But, I mean, look at the headlines coming into the Ravens season this year with Lamar Jackson. Everyone's talking about the read option coming back for Lamar Jackson. It's going to be a run-heavy offense. And the last 2 weeks have shown that he's a legit pocket passer. This guy's not rolling out. This guy is taking the traditional 3- and 5-step drop.
Legit pocket passer.
He is. Over 2 weeks, he is.
The guy had 121 rushing yards this year, past week.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he's...
I'm so glad you picked Russell Wilson for me instead of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, well, maybe pick your own squad, dude.
Fair enough.
And he played. Like, the Cardinals are great. Like, the Cardinals are good now. Like,
that's fair. We consider
Miami and the Cardinals like good teams.
Okay, so we'll see it this week, playing the Chiefs.
Chiefs defense,
oh, my God,
I
can't wait for
that game. Defense is trash, too.
Is it?
Yes.
They were just in an AFC Championship game.
Getting served up by Tom Brady. They gave up 41. What do you mean?
I mean, they really were. They're an offside call away from going to the Super Bowl.
They were.
So
they gave up 41.
If
they could have got 2 stops, they would have went to the Super Bowl.
That's going
to
be an exciting game then. We're going to see a nice little...
I'm just saying, you're going to see...
Baltimore versus Kansas City. That's a little matchup.
Well, let's jump into that. Kansas City... had a hell of a second quarter, huh?
Yeah.
The Raiders. Oh,
knock on wood if you're with me, huh?
Dude, I know you're not talking. And then they smacked you on...
The Broncos got screwed out of the Bears game. Let me tell you right now.
Oh, boy.
Bradley Chubb... I'm telling you right now, that was not a roughing the passer.
Oh, yeah.
This is some tic-tac football that we have going on, and it's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. Let's just put flags on the kids and have no more pats.
Oh, here we go with this argument.
This is ridiculous.
Jeez.
There was 20 seconds left in the game. You're going to call a roughing the passer on a standard sack.
It was bang-bang, too.
Sack to move them 15 yards up to get the go-ahead field goal. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. You can't make that call with 20 seconds left. You should be ashamed of yourselves, Foot Locker or refs. Whatever you call yourselves.
Maybe don't disrespect Foot Locker like that. I would appreciate that. I worked there for 4 years, and I took my senior portrait in my Foot Locker uniform.
What's
in
front of you now? Embarrassing, dude.
Look at me now. Look at me now, working for free for community radio. Holler at your boy.
We're in my birthday t-shirt.
Sorry, Mom.
Probably couldn't even get a job at Foot Locker.
Wow. I feel like that was a little unnecessary.
You're overqualified. That's why.
You know? Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You're right. I'm so much better at pouring drinks than I was sizing up people's shoes.
Yeah. Different styles, my life
is embarrassing. Once again, this is FM 90.1 KZFR. You listening to Talking About Practice. Your man, Jarrell Gelbert. Alongside me, Derek Isamaghi, Jordan Booth, John Lucan, Statman Brad. Let's keep moving around the league. This was week two. Overall, what were you guys' thoughts on week two? Was it as exciting as week one for you guys?
The Patriots are really good.
Well, yeah.
Like, really good.
Well, yeah.
Like, better than last year good.
I mean, this might be their best offensive team ever.
Look at their defense, though. Yeah. Look at their defenses. Their defense had 5 takeaways last week.
Well, let's talk about this then.
It was the Dolphins.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the Dolphins
are minus 92 on the season. Minus 92, son.
And the Patriots are going to play them, twice this year?
They got one more shot at it. The Patriots have the softest schedule in the NFL, which I don't know.
Because their division is trash.
And their division has been trash since Tom Brady's been there.
Yeah.
Who is the best quarterback? Let's talk about this for a second. Who is the best quarterback, would you guys say, in Tom Brady's division in the AFC East since Tom Brady has been there? Who is it?
Chad Pennington.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez?
What? Whoa. No,
he went to an AFC championship game.
How dare you?
He went to an AFC championship game.
Watch that with an outstanding run game and an amazing
and a great defense.
Yes.
Yeah.
An amazing
Chad Pennington
defense.
Was actually that boy.
Bart Scott.
He got hurt.
Like can't wait.
Yeah. Chad Pennington actually took this team to the playoffs. He actually took the Dolphins to the playoffs at one point in time.
Yeah,
and since then, it has been
crazy.
It has been a revolving door throughout all three of those teams of who's a consistent player for them, and they have found no one.
Sam Darnold out with mono.
That is so sad right now. He's got mono.
Kissing
like you still get mono at that age?
What are you,
like
seven?
I can get mono right now. Like
if you eat,
hey, mono is a beast. I lost 13 pounds. That was terrible.
Someone give that kid chicken pox while I had it.
Yikes! But seriously, I mean, there's no asterisk with the six championships. Obviously, Tom Brady's amazing from San Mateo. Shout out. Not shout out to Sarah High School because I hate y'all. I hate everything about you guys.
You know what I don't like about people from the Bay is that they try to claim, like, the whole Bay.
What do you mean? I grew up in the same city as Tom Brady.
Oh, San Mateo?
Yeah.
All right, man.
I grew up on 47. Yeah. I'm not like, I grew up in Fairfield, but me and Tom Brady are basically from the same spot. Yeah.
Fairfield's not the Bay.
It's not the Bay. Thank you. This is another side conversation. Who, Ryan Tannehill? Is that who you're pointing out to me?
Yep.
Not bad. He took him to the playoffs. He didn't get a wild card.
Here, all right, let's just run through this real quick. Hold on. Go back down. We're going to move up. All right, so Brad just pulled up some of the quarterbacks that in the AFC East that Tom Brady has faced over the last 20 years. Brock Osweiler.
Trash.
5 games. Jay Cutler. Ryan Tannehill. Matt Moore. Tyler Thigpen. Chad Henne. Chad Pennington. Trent Green. John Beck. Who the hell is John Beck? And who the hell is Cleo Lemon? Who the hell is Cleo Lemon? Do you guys even remember that guy?
Cleo Lemon used to play for the Chargers back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Cleo Lemon, Joey Harrington, Dante Culpepper, who played four games in the AFCs, Gus Frerotte, Sage Rosenfels.
Wow, Tom.
AJ Feely, Brian Greasy, Ray Lucas. Tell me who that guy is. Never heard of him. Jay Fiedler. All right. This is what we're dealing with. Those are just Dolphin players. Those are just Dolphin quarterbacks. I didn't even realize that. Oh my God, it gets worse. It gets worse and worse and worse. All right, hold on. Scroll down. Let's actually do this.
Because I want to know what the Bills quarterbacks
are. Yeah, so let's go through the Bills. Will you scroll? Man. All right, we'll start from the bottom. We'll work
EJ,
up.
EJ, man, I mean, never any points.
Josh Allen, no. 11 games.
Name
Matt Barkley, one game.
Besides
LeSean McCoy played a game when Derek Anderson went out, if you remember that. Derek Anderson played one game. Nathan Peterman, Tyrod Taylor, who's actually pretty decent. Matt Castle, you remember him. He won 11 games. And the same offense as Tom Brady, and they missed the playoffs. EJ Manuel, Thad Lewis, Jeff Toole, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Brian Brohm, Trent Edwards, Kelly Holcomb, J.P. Lossman, Drew Bledsoe, Rob Johnson, Alex Van Pelt.
Wow.
These are the dudes that Tom Brady, this is the greatest quarterback that we've seen, okay, quote unquote. These are the dudes he's going against. So these are 8 wins.
What, 8 games?
Eight games a year. This is like a 7-1 easy every year.
Which is 6 games, actually.
Six games.
Because there's 4 teams in the division.
Correct. Right. I'm bad at math. Yeah. And I apologize.
I thought I was wrong. I was I'm right.
Y'all were right. Yeah. I'm bad at math. Yeah. I apologize.
So that's six wins a year, basically.
Yeah.
The New York Jets were starting Quincy Carter once upon a time against Tom Brady. He was nice in college.
Number 17, rep.
You know what's funny is on all these lists, you know who appears on every team?
Pennington.
No, that's inaccurate. You're supposed to be the stat man, and you should be on top of this. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, has been on every AFC East team. Fitzpatrick is the first NFL quarterback to throw an interception on 8 different teams.
Dude, that's lightning up. Dope.
Yeah,
it is kind of cool.
He's a traveling man.
Like he's
didn't
get drafted.
He's a traveling man.
Yeah. Like, did he not?
I don't think he got drafted.
So no, he didn't. He came out of Harvard. Yeah.
Be able to even stay afloat this long.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's fair. But when we talk about the Patriots' dominance, this is one thing that is always missing: is we never talk about their divisional opponents. The what was this?
Yeah, but I mean, you look at. Let's be real though. You look at the game starts when it's playoff time. Right? And for most of Tom Brady's career, he's been going against top-notch, Peyton Mannings. You know what I mean? Think about all the games against the Colts. You know what I mean? That he had won. Like those are big time games, big time.
Yeah, but it's
the Broncos. There were some big time games.
But a lot of those were at home though because of the perk of winning six games.
And
can't win
at Foxborough. The road to the Super Bowl is so much easier when you never, ever, 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 ever play a first round game. You never in the wild card. It makes it a lot easier when you're basically 6-0 to start the season.
Like your first legit real hard game is the championship game.
Yeah.
And then you go to the Super Bowl.
Divisional maybe.
Because the AFC has always been weaker than the NFC as well.
But to play devil's advocate, I have to say the most impressive
The AFC has always been weaker than the NFC. Hold on. The AFC has been weaker than the NFC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me, Brad, can you look up the last five Super Bowl winners for me, please?
Yeah, because it's the New England Patriots. So they're the one team that wins.
Nobody else does.
Please. Haters. AFC is better.
The last time they missed the playoffs was in 2008. I want to say
as a whole conference.
You take the Avengers from the NFC and the Avengers from the AFC, the Avengers from the NFC would win.
Truth.
The last time the Patriots missed the playoffs was in 2008, and I believe that was Matt Castle's year when he went 10-6 or 11-5, and they still missed the playoffs.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I drafted Tom Brady very high in my fantasy draft that year. It wasn't great. Anyway, that was a bad move. That was my fault. All right, so here are the past Super Bowl winners. Let's do the past 10 years, shall we?
Yeah. You don't have to say the team. Just say AFC or NFC.
NFC, the NFC, New York Giants. AFC, Pittsburgh Steelers. NFC. So we got... Let's just do the math here. We have... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 NFC. So
the last thing, so
in the 10 years, 6 NFC Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Wow. Come on.
I can admit my faults. Okay. It's fine. All right. Still a better division.
NFC baby.
We're still better.
And probably the four wins are probably three of them.
Okay. You know what? We went back to 2008, so it's 5-5. So it's been even.
A comes before N, so better. Statistically, so I mean better. That's logical reasoning.
Okay.
Yep. Moving on.
Tiger's back.
Moving on. Do we want to talk about Antonio Brown, or is everyone tired of him and his stupid gold mustache?
No, let's talk about him.
Let's talk about the Patriots.
All right. Well,
we just were.
I know, but the actual team, though.
Let's keep going down that
road. The actual team, like,
what more
this
do we
year?
Need to go on there?
Okay, I just need to touch on this.
Analysis done.
I need to touch on this.
They're
one
great.
Thing,
they've been great for 20 years. All right, moving on.
If there's one thing about this entire Antonio Brown situation, I have to say one thing. I do not agree, I'm putting this out right up front, do not agree with any sort of domestic violence or sexual assault.
I think that goes without saying, brother.
Right. But let's just be honest. One of the cases brought against this dude for sexual assault was farting in a doctor's face. Is that sexual assault or is that just like childhood?
Moving on.
The disrespect.
Patrick Mahomes is pretty great, huh?
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah.
Four touchdowns in the second quarter after the
Sunday night.
The Raiders.
Raiders thought they were doing well.
It's 2019. They still play on a baseball field.
Oh, that's accurate.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So I put on the poll, is Patrick Mahomes the filthiest quarterback you've ever seen? The 58% of responses said, yes, he is. So
filthy,
go.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's accurate. Scientific poll. We had a control and everything. And Patrick Mahomes is the filthiest, so you're welcome. He's thrown, five no-look passes in the NFL and completed three of them.
The filthiest, though? We're talking pure filth. Michael Vick. Michael Vick was nasty.
Michael Vick, when he came back from when he came back onto the Eagles.
Oh God, he was doing
he was the ultimate dual threat.
Did he throw like five
that
touchdowns
game against the Giants when he came back?
Yes, he was so. Oh
him
no,
Deshaun Jackson
about, the against the Redskins. Five touchdowns and ran for two.
Overall quarterback, but if we're talking about
just dirty,
dirty, filthy
okay.
plays. Michael Vick was sensational.
Fair enough.
Because they both have arms, but I think Mahomes is more accurate with
100%
throw.
More accurate. Yeah. Michael Vick's arm might be stronger.
It might be stronger.
Oh, yeah.
He like had a cannon.
Yeah. Yo, do you remember that that Nike commercial when Vick was throwing the balls to receivers and they were getting hit with the ball and flying 10 feet back?
Yeah.
That was a fun commercial.
You also had the
roller coaster one. Yeah, he had some of the best commercials of all time.
The Mike Vick experience.
Yeah. And then he got busted for fighting dogs and everything got kind of weird after that. It's weird how we love dogs more than we love people in this country, you know?
Beat a woman, eh. Kill a dog, whoa.
I'm sorry, it's so accurate. That is a mindset of an NFL fan. Not all of them. I'm painting with...
the loudest ones, though.
Yeah. Hey,
speaking of loud fans, let's get into Tim Tebow.
Yikes. Ooh. Well, before we get to that, let's do a read, shall we? Is that accurate?
I mean, okay. You're driving this boat, aren't you?
Spaceship.
We're stuck on the rocks, man.
You guys absolutely are. Once again, this is talking about Practice Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Your man, Jarrell Gilbert, Derek Isamaki, Jordan Booth, John Lucan, Statman Brad, all in the building. Appreciate y'all rocking with us this evening. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Alternative Energy Systems, a locally owned and operated partnership providing sustainable energy for life. Alternative Energy Systems offers residential, commercial, and agricultural solar energy solutions. More information by calling 345-6980 or visiting energyforlife.com. Once again, you are hearing us right here on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the Foothills. Beyond, what do you want to talk about, Jordan?
Tim Tebow talking about college athletes, I guess, the bill that they passed.
Okay. You got that sound bite?
I feel like I have a little credibility and knowledge about this because when I was at the University of Florida, I think my jersey was one of the top selling jerseys around the world. It was like Kobe, LeBron, and then I was right behind them and I didn't make a dollar from it, but nor did I want to, because I knew going into college what it was all about. I knew going to Florida, my dream school, where I wanted to go, the passion for it. And if I could support my team, support my college, support my university, that's what it's all about. But now we're changing it from us, from we, from my university, from being an alumni where I care, which makes college football and college sports special, to then, okay, it's not about us, it's not about we, it's just about me. And yes, I know we live in a selfish culture where it's all about us, but we're just adding and piling it onto that, where it changes what's special about college football. Tim, we turn it into the NFL, where who has the most money, that's where you go. That's why people are more passionate about college sports than they are about NFL. That's why
One thing is obvious from watching the video, that Tim Tebow gets his hair cut a lot more than I do. His cut is always crispy.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. You think Jesus cuts his hair personally?
I don't know about personally, but I think he has a say in it.
Well, you wanted to talk about this, Jordan. What was...
I just thought it was an interesting take on it. I just wanted to kind of see what you guys thought about it. And also... why is he so mad? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I think I don't disagree with his position because, I mean, he has the right to have his opinion, but he's so emotional about it.
I think coming from, you know, someone that is immersed in college football, that's one of, you know, if not my favorite sport in this country, I see his points of the alumni kind of factor, the school. Having that we mentality in that amateur level, but at the same, I have to disagree on some points because I mean not everyone comes from the same background. I mean, let's look at Tim Tebow coming up in a Catholic school.
That is accurate. Yeah, that's
you know, having all homeschool, but going to a top notch private school in Florida.
Yeah.
For football, you know, having a lot of resources and advantages that a lot of kids coming out of this country do not have. So to say that, you know, for these kids to earn a quick buck, you know, it's not a quick buck to them because most, I mean, 2% of these kids are actually going to make it to the actual next level and play for 5+ years, if that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm all for, you know, these kids making a dollar off their name. But it just comes, it comes with a little bit of consequence because you're going to have these big time schools that are going to have more resources and more grant money to give to these kids, and it's going to put a skew on divisions. I mean, what kid is going to want to go to a UCLA and get paid, you know, this you know X dollar amount in a Pac-12 school when they can, you know, or be the starter or whatever it is, or go to an Alabama and be a third stringer and still make just as much, if not more, and win titles and have more TV time, all that.
Where the NCAA should actually devote their time into actually making a pay where everyone who's a D1 athlete, maybe depending on the sport, you might get paid a little bit more based on it, but everyone in that sport gets paid the same base, whatever salary it is. Every player.
See, I don't...
From the top down, whether you're the shit zoo school out there or the not, you're good out there, you know?
Right.
You can get through it.
Good
but you... can still make a name off of yourself. You can
right.
still,
well,
if you're good enough, you're going to be able to make extra money because you're that good and people want to, you know, have you sign stuff and you're going to...
Right. I think when you say flat-based salary, I don't think any kid should be paid a flat-based salary for coming into school and getting a free education and,
no,
and playing
he's
a gaming, sport.
He's dedicated most of his day to working
top,
out
but
and playing for that school.
Right.
It doesn't pay him whatsoever to go out there and put his body on the line every
single
time.
To go to UCLA a year, how much is that? To go to UCLA, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So on a full scholarship, you're getting that X amount of dollars to get a free education and get the resources that applied from that school. So if you're a big name player at a USC or even a Cal or even in Alabama, if you're a big-name player, by all means, make money off your jersey sales, make money off your autographs, make money off appearances or endorsements, commercials.
Brad.
But no one needs a flat-based salary.
Now, they do. Why wouldn't you have that flat-based salary for every D1
athlete?
That's
what a scholarship's for.
No, they get the school for free, but here's your extra per diem per day.
That scholarship doesn't put any money in your pocket.
Not at
yeah.
all.
But Brad, go
for,
ahead.
For, well, then these, be a better athlete. And well, be a bigger...
John,
be,
let Brad
for,
talk.
For these guys, to Derek's point, I agree, but I wouldn't say a flat-based salary. These guys are working for these colleges, for these athletic department. Now, a lot of people can work for the athletic department as students. A lot of the times, it's restricted by hours. So at Chico State, you can only work 20 hours a week as a student on campus. Wouldn't you agree to pay the athletes the same way, pay them minimum wage or a little bit above that?
They can afford to pay them a little bit more, but yeah.
Well, yeah,
I think they should
be able to pay them a little
salary,
bit more.
But they should be paid, an hourly wage based on that.
That's
what they go through.
Like, nobody should be able to get rich. Like, nobody should get rich as a college athlete. But
they are getting rich. That's the skew right here is they are getting rich, you guys. These kids are getting money. Under the table from boosters
right now. No, and I'm saying, so if it's happening...
Right, but don't you think that's an issue?
There's a reason it's happening, bro, because they don't have any money in their pockets.
Right,
if you can go out in a game and score 3 touchdowns and go to Winco and everybody knows who you are because you're cracking, because you're super nice at football, and you can't even buy no groceries to put in your fridge, like, that doesn't make sense.
But does it make sense to pay a D1 football player that plays at a top 5 power school an X amount of dollars and pay... a D1 Division 1 volleyball player that goes to BYU, the same? Like,
I'm not saying
where are we drawing the line? That's
a
slippery slope.
I'm saying if you're a D1 athlete and you commit 20 hours a week or more,
agreed,
you deserve that hourly wage.
Now, this is all. This is all a direct. What Tim Tebow was talking about was a direct response to California passing the bill, the fair pay to play, fair pay to play, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Bill that got passed in California. It is now sitting in the Senate level, right?
Governor's office.
Okay. So it was passed here in California, and the essence of the idea is what, Brad?
I don't have a mic.
A bill. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. You
so my mic, my mic went off. So the bill would allow athletes in California schools to hire agents and be paid for their use of their name, image, or likeness, but it would stop universities from banning the athletes from taking the
from
money.
From eligibility.
Yeah, and from eligibility. So to that point, right, I agree with both where both of you are coming from at the heart of it, right? Like, athletes, they are getting something in return for playing for these colleges. They're getting to go to school for free. And the one problem about this bill is you got to understand that only the upper echelon of players are going to be getting endorsements. Now, where I do think that this bill helps just about everyone is now if you are a top D1 athlete, or if you're even on, let's just keep it kind of fairly local. If you're on the Stanford football team, you could coach a football clinic in the summer and get paid for it. Whereas right now you couldn't do that.
Right.
And I think that's where athletes, water polo players, volleyball players, these people, it's not the money. They're not going to be making a ton of name or a ton of money off of their name and selling jerseys or signing autographs. But where they can make money is saying, hey, I'm a full ride golfer at Stanford, right? So I could teach golf clinics in the summer now and get paid for it.
And it's all about how you hustle, in a sense.
Yeah, because it's about your name at that point in time. You actually have that control. The NCAA no longer has that stranglehold on people of, like, yeah, you can't do anything without our knowledge or anything in general, you know?
So. Okay, so Brad just corrected me over here. South Carolina, the what Tim Tebow was answering is South Carolina.
California. South Carolina is also considering it.
Thank you. So South Carolina is also considering the bill. I think this is something we're going to see a lot more of moving forward. So keep an eye out for that. We'll get back to that. We'll argue about it later. Hopefully when it's slower, because we have a lot of stuff to get to. Like Luke into the futures.
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So you got my money?
Such a great drop.
It's the best one I've created.
All right, we're gonna try to go quick through this because we got a short amount of time and a lot of picks to get through. So your boy's still hot, letting you guys know that.
Give us your overall record. Who cares? Let's get to the overall record. What is it?
23-6 on the college football through 3 weeks.
I see you're not betting NFL very much.
I am. I'm just last year I was so trash on this show trying to give my NFL picks that I just really want to keep the listeners away from me.
Fair enough.
Surprisingly though, side note, I'm 8-1 on the NFL season. Most of those are parlays. So really only hit one. The other one busted because of that one loss. But yeah, NFL's looking great, you guys. You know, Cleveland under, hit it. College football picks this week. We're taking UCF, you guys. UCF, this team is so underrated. They have I don't know if you guys saw this game this week against Stanford. A lot of the ESPN and betting analysts around the country took Stanford +9. UCF didn't hear that. They beat the brakes off these kids. 45-13. Just dominant. From the helm of a true freshman quarterback coming in from Brandon Wimbush, excuse me. They are favored -12.5 against Pitt this week. I see them beating them easy by 21, so we're taking UCF. Next one, we got three this week. We got Texas playing in Austin against Oklahoma State. They are favored 5. I think this is going to be a defensive matchup, but I like Texas in this -5. And then Washington State in Washington going against UCLA. Now, Washington State is always known for their offense. They're a 45-point scoring team with Mike Leach at the helm of head coaching. But it's not even about Washington State. It's about UCLA. And UCLA is garbage. They are so bad. Chip Kelly, you are about to lose your job. We are taking Washington State -18. They're going to cover that one. And then a little insight for Derek this week. We have Michigan at Wisconsin, number 10, Michigan, at number 14, Wisconsin. Wisconsin is favored 3, and I'm not taking the spread this week. Just because it's a defensive matchup, these offenses can't move. Obviously, the Michigan offense is stagnant this year, so I'm taking the under of 47. And now we're going to get into the bias picks of the week. Last week, Jarrell got saved by the hair of his chin.
Yeah.
He took the over of 57, which was not going to hit until a Texas kickoff return for a touchdown late in the fourth quarter to cover you. So good luck there. Take the win on that one. 1-1. Jordan heading up the pack at 2-0, taking Ohio State yet again, -15. Beat the brakes off of Indiana. The Hoosh. And Brad tied him up, 2-0, going with his Duke boys. Duke rolls over Middle Tennessee State.
Big win over Middle Tennessee State.
Are struggling this year. I took Cal, -13. Now, Cal was up 23-3 the entire game.
Yeah, then what happened?
Fourth quarter broke down.
Yeah.
They ended up winning the game, so hats off to the boys. Hats off to the Bears. Still winning, 3-0, hitting the top 25, but I lost that.
Yep, sure did.
Derek took Wyoming last week, and I got to give Derek credit because I told Derek the wrong spread. I told Derek.
Yeah, but like 10 points you gave
told
me.
Derek 11
yeah.
and a half.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's a big difference.
I think
big
you
difference.
Give him a 0.5 on and this the, and we move on. That's
that
the way to do it.
The spread was 20. Yeah. But regardless, they only won by 3. So no matter what, you would have been screwed, Derek.
Well, either way, I didn't have the right information.
Right. 20 versus 11 is well, a big difference.
That is a big difference.
So we'll give Derek a half. So Derek is 0.5 and 1.
All right.
All right.
0.5 and 1. Yeah, that is so sad.
Week 4. All right. We got Texas. This, week 4, we have some really, really big matchups in college football. We have Texas in Austin against Oklahoma State. Minus 5 for Texas, over under 69. Jarrell, what are you taking?
Nice, first of all. big fan of that number. I will go with Texas minus 5.
All right, Texas minus 5.
We're winning by 2 touchdowns.
Derek, Michigan State coming off the bye in Wisconsin, in Madison, plus 3, over under 47.
I'm going to take Wisconsin in that one.
Wow. Yeah. Derek's falling off the big blue train.
Good for you. Good for you.
It's not the big blue train so much as the John Harbaugh Express that I don't want to be riding.
All right. And
if you're with me.
No, I'm not.
And Brad's Dukies are
Dukies
are on a bye this week.
Baby.
So I asked Brad earlier today a different team he would like. He stayed with the Mountain West Conference like Derek did with Wyoming. So we're just going to stick with the Mountain West on buys.
You did Wyoming as well?
No, he's taking Boise State. He's a little smarter than you. He's taking Boise State.
I thought about Wyoming.
In Boise against Air Force. Air Force coming off a huge overtime victory against Colorado. Boise is minus 8, over under 55.
I love that blue turf. I'm going to go Boise minus 8. That's right. Smurf turf, baby.
Smurf turf.
Now, the man that does not differ from any of his picks, we have Ohio State hosting Miami of Ohio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That spread is minus 39, over under 60.
That's
what are you taking,
rough.
Jordan?
I'm taking over 60.
Yeah. Oh,
over 60. Okay.
Yeah. Same. I would have gone the same.
And myself, we have the Cal Bears going across the country to play Ole Miss. The Bears are favored plus 2. I like this train they're riding. I'm going to stick with the Bears plus 2.
Excellent. All right, that was Luke into the futures. We're running way behind, so we're just going to keep on rolling through all these segments right now. Seven Browns North State update. He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update. All right, y'all, it's time for the North State Update with Chico State men. Sorry, women's. Sorry. Women. Women's soccer faces off against Dominican, the 12th, and won 1-0. 1-0. They beat Holy Names 4-0. Their next game is against Azusa Pacific on Thursday, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. start time. Azusa Pacific actually has a good history with their athletic programs. Then Saturday against Fresno Pacific, 12 noon on Saturday. Now we go to men's soccer. They had a big game against Concordia out of Oregon, and they beat them. 3-2-1. Big game for them. Next game is going to be September 20th against Fresno Pacific, 6 p.m. start time in Chico. Now going to prep football, Pleasant Valley. And that's Pleasant Valley, not Chico High, so fail. They actually win against River Valley out of Yuba City. The only teams they've beat so far is Yuba City teams. They haven't really been able to compete against teams that are lesser teams in a sense. This week they'll be playing Rancho Cotati at PV Friday, September 20th at 7:30 at Asgard Yard. Chico High wins and makes it 3-0. They beat Yuba City in Chico. Next game is going to be against Sutter
It's going to be actually in Sutter for that one. So if you're going to want to watch Chico High, head on down to Sutter. Now for Paradise, they played against a team out of Nevada, Sparks High School. And they beat them 49-0. The only team that Sparks has actually beat this year is a team called Hug High School. The Hug Hawks. They beat them. The only time the Sparks has actually won, this little fun fact, probably the one of the... Yeah, one of the weirdest high school names I've ever heard of. Anyways, they'll be playing at Durham High School the 20th. So head on down to Durham High School if you want to watch Paradise this week. And that is my North State update.
Thank you, sir. John, you look like you're 12 years old with a backwards hat.
Quit being like me.
Oh. Absolutely it is, let me tell you. Does your body hurt every day for no reason?
I don't know, I think I have mono.
Oh, man.
Let's do some news.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That's right, y'all. Time for the news.
The news.
The news. I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to got one story for y'all.
Just excellent.
Keep it moving.
Florida
it's the best one I found. So, it's kind of important that when you're on a business trip, that business is usually responsible for your well-being, so long as you're, you know, doing stuff for that job, and particularly in the world of in France, where one construction rail worker was on a little, you know, little traveling excursion for his company, Monsieur Xavier, no last name given. However, during his working trip, he had a heart attack and died. Now, the employer, TSO, thinking they might have to be liable for this because everything that is in a natural realm of a human day, eating, sleeping, anything that might cause it, they're still responsible for. So they're thinking they're going to have to pay for this guy pretty much because they have to owe that person's spouse 40% of their income for the rest of that person's spouse's life. So this TSO company is trying to avoid having to pay that. And they did a little investigating. They realized that the guy in question, Xavier, died not in his hotel room, but at a female's house.
Ooh, Xavier.
Now, it turned out Xavier was on himself a little good time right now and got himself...
Allegedly.
No, he did. He had a good time. Dying a good way. Having a heart attack after having sex. That's right. So he had a heart attack after having sex and... The company was just recently found still responsible for that death. Why? Because having sex is just like eating breakfast, waking up in the morning, or pooping. It's all part of the human daily activities. So sorry, amen TSO. That, huh? The French government is saying sex, it just happens. And you're responsible for it. So that's what happens, y'all.
Created the modern night menage.
That's how I want to go. One way to do it, y'all. That's the news. Keep you updated. Next week, we'll have more.
What a way to go out.
Thank you, sir. Honestly, such a weird way to go out. All of us in here play fantasy football, as I'm sure many of you do. And we wanted to allow everyone time, briefly, to speak about their fantasy football teams and how we did this weekend. So, I'm going to start the stopwatch. And we have 30 seconds to express how our teams did this weekend. You guys ready? First, wait for the drop, and then we're going to go. Cool?
Cool.
All right, so my squad.
Oh, Roethlisberger, what the hell, man? You broke your elbow? Come on, dog.
Where was the Sean Jackson? Are you kidding me? I scored 160 points last week in a non-PPR league, and I put up 60 points. I did 100 points first than I did last round. It was absolutely unbelievable. It's a joke. It's a joke. I hate playing non-PPR. Let me get a little bit credit here. I don't know what I'm doing, and it's just like, what do I want to do? 100 points for us.
Two leagues.
All right, that was your fantasy moment. That was great, guys.
That was good, yeah.
Well done.
I got it all out. I got a lot of stuff out there, man. I feel a lot of anger.
I feel really relieved.
I do, too. That. I honestly feel much better because I am really upset on what happened.
It accomplished the perfect goal. Everybody got to talk about theirs but didn't have to hear about anybody else.
That's exactly what fantasy football talk is. That's a whole point. Yeah. No one cares.
God, my team is bad.
My team's actually... I don't even know what they are.
Is it pretty good? Because I picked half of it.
Yeah. No, you missed one of them, man.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson. He's been doing terrible this
season.
Russell
Wilson's good, too.
He's all right. He's no Lamar Jackson. Speaking of which, black quarterbacks, huh? Jordan? All right. Yeah.
No, he gave you no response. Yeah. None.
He didn't even look at you.
He didn't even know. It doesn't
mean dude. Any acting like a Utah fan with that racism over here.
Wow.
Wow.
Do we talk about that? No. Utah's still racist. All right. Moving on. Are you not excited about black quarterbacks?
I mean, is it something
his quarterback's
to be excited?
Carson Wentz,
yeah,
dude.
Is it something to be excited
like
about?
The whitest quarterback of all
There's
time.
There's a lot of them. They're doing well.
Yeah, I mean, this play style of quarterbacks is changing towards that.
Well, offense is play style, yeah.
Yeah, like Aaron Rodgers was kind of the prototype and like a quarterback that can, you know, show you a little option, a little zone read, and run and throw the ball at the same time. Like that's
Mike Vick?
Yeah.
Mike Vick was the prototype.
Mike Vick was kind of inaccurate, honestly, in all honesty. And he was injury prone.
Right.
You need somebody who's smart, who's accurate, and has a strong arm.
And granted, Mike Vick was the only weapon on that team, so he was utilized in every way, which every play.
Warwick Dunn.
Warwick Dunn, okay. DVD, they had Duckett, too. Duckett used to go crazy. They had a nice little squad, but it almost centered around Mike
Vick. It was Mike Vick. And then...
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's kind of cool to see all these black quarterbacks in the league, because this was not a thing.
I mean, how many are there, really?
Yeah, can you name them all right now?
Deshaun Watson.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray.
Don't help him.
No, we're all.
Why not help me?
You're the one
who's a group exercise.
Right. Okay,
Russell Wilson.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson. There's four right there.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Thank you.
Obviously. Patty Mahomes. Yeah. Best hair in the league.
No. That belongs to Cam
That's just
Newton.
Because someone said one time that you look
Cam Newton,
like Patty Mahomes.
So we're going. Yeah, that's you. Six you're right six there. Right Thank there, yeah. you.
And not to mention Lamar Jackson's.
Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston, yeah.
Is he a quarterback, though?
Hey, yeah.
He's eating them doves, dog. Eating them ducks.
Do we have any more? Am I missing one?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Jacoby Brissett.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Now we're at eight.
No, we have nine now.
I mean, give me 10, dude.
Teddy Bridgewater is the backup.
Can we do 10?
We're starter for the next 8.
Can we do 10? Yeah, right. Can we do a third of the league? Can we do 10?
Did you say Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, 9. Yeah. Almost a third of the league. That's cool.
It should be more.
Agreed.
And honestly, I don't even care about that. I want a black owner now. That's
well,
what I want.
Now you're really pushing it.
Yeah, that's what I want.
We gave you the quarterbacks.
Hey, we gave you the quarterbacks. That's all you get,
give
guys.
Give me an expansion
another 10
team.
Years,
I want
huh?
a black, all black ownership group. That's what I want.
Remember when P. Diddy was trying to buy the Panthers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Panthers. Yeah. No. Now that, there was not letting that happen.
Yeah. You can't start like, hey, I'm going to buy the Panthers. Also, I'm going to bring Colin Kaepernick in as my quarterback. It's not going to get you very many votes by the commission.
Damn, they didn't people unseat a black dude for Colin Kaepernick. Like, that's it's like reverse racism.
I will promise not to start Colin Kaepernick if you give me this team right now. Sorry, people.
Wait, so the New York Giants are the only team that has never started a black quarterback. Interesting.
All right. I knew there was something fishy about Eli.
They have stupid face Eli still QBing back there.
And you got David Gettleman as their GM. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Gettleman.
Yep.
Do you want to talk some souk here?
I do, yeah.
Excellent.
Some big news to happen, y'all.
All right. Olay, olay, olay. This needs to be up. There we go.
The world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Head like Starship Galactica.
Zlatan!
The trick of hats.
The Galaxy put up a touchdown.
Man.
Against the Kansas Sporting Kansas City.
Man.
7 goals put up against them. Zlatan scoring 3 of them.
Man.
I just got to say it because Zlatan doing what Zlatan does best, putting the ball in the back of the net, being the superstar that we all want, we all need.
He's a lion.
We don't deserve him. We really don't. But moving on, looking forward to the future. Guess what starts tomorrow, y'all?
What?
Chomp.
Chomp Champions League! Knock on wood if you're with me.
I got tomorrow off. I'm going to be watching football.
Excellent.
At 12 o'clock, Barcelona.
Excellent.
Borussia Dortmund at noon. It's happening. You know it's going down.
Ooh.
Other big games, Chelsea, Valencia, they're back at it.
Boy.
Liverpool versus Napoli, that's going to be a great matchup as well.
Let's go, Reds.
It's going to be a good time right there. On Wednesday, we got PSG, Real Madrid.
Oh, yeah, I know you're watching that one.
Oh, yeah, I am. We got Atletico.
Gary needs a new pair of shorts over here.
Yeah.
If you saw that goal Neymar did, you would have loved it too. Cannot wait to see that spot back on the pitch. Granted, we're missing a couple of key players, but still, we have Neymar back, and that's all we're going to need. Also coming on Wednesday, Atletico versus Juventus. That's going to be a fantastic game as well. Atletico Madrid is honestly one of the favorites to win La Liga this year. Juventus, they have Ronaldo. He only does one thing, takes his shirt off and score goals. That's what he does best, all right? Can't wait to see those abs.
Can't wait to see those rippling abs.
Probably best abs in the game. I'm not going to lie. He's got probably one of the, like, oof.
Those are good abs.
What he does, his routine.
Those are good abs.
Jordan's looking over here like he's got the best abs in the game.